Today, I'm telling you that. I got a lot of people to talk about, that's for sure. Saw a lot of interesting shows this weekend. Really great. I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is already in the house. Betty Jo, you're always the first one in. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You want to check out Movie Attic Headquarters, Betty Jo Tucker as well. And let's see, September 18th through the 24th features the best of on-demand episode Jackie Chan's films. Hi-ya! And this is a lively show, so you want to check it out with A.J. Hackery and his favorite Chan movies and why. I love Jackie Chan. I love. Do you know, I think he was 8 years old, and he started studying with the, was it the Peking Ballet, I believe? And his parents were so poor, this is a little trivia, that they wanted to pay the doctor with him. Here, have our child. Anyway, that should be a really, really good show. So you want to check that out. What else is happening? Let's see. We got a lot going on. How do we start? I saw a lot of great shows this weekend as well. But I kind of wanted to play us into a little comedy music, and then the reviews will follow. Okay? Little Bob Hope.
Yes? No?
You won't say yes, and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me, and around I go on the merry-go-round around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on the merry-go-round around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I've tried to get unwound. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
Oh, you won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on a merry-go-round around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then pop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on a merry-go-round around.
Dumbo, why do you cut into my scene?
Please, I'm singing.
Singing? You'll never go any place with your singing. You can't even cry.
May have a nervous breakdown in this spot.
Have one up in the tree, will you?
Yes, I'll say hello to your relatives.
You won't say leave and you won't say whoa.
Bye, bye, buddy, bye,
to get on. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round.
I won't say yes and I won't say no. I let your poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-run-around.
You build us up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold our hand and around we go on the merry-go-run-around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. Oh,
Bob and Bing, huh? And little Dorothy in the morning. All about the love, all about the love. Okay, what do we have going on here, too, as well? Okay, shows I saw this weekend. Yes, okay. Nikki Sunshine, terrific job, was in Confessions of a Massage Parlor Madam. What a great show, and here's my review. Nikki Sunshine radiates her multiple talents in Confessions of a Massage Parlor Madam, a brilliantly crafted one-woman tour de force. This show is intelligent, funny, honest, and sometimes shocking, and hauntingly hilarious. A one-of-a-kind journey with a massage, ahem, message. I highly recommend it. That's from What's the Buzz New York. Okay, we also have one of my favorites, Peter Michael Marino, and he's got a great show. I just went to see it, and what can I say? He's an award-winning solo show performer and producer of Solocom. He's the creator of Desperately Seeking the Exit and Late Night with Lance. He uses his decades of solo performance expertise to turn the vilified cliches of the genre on their cliched heads. Definitely, definitely. I had a great time, and I'll give you my review of that. Peter Michael Marino shines again in Just Show Up, a one-of-a-kind interactive theater experience. Peter hilariously weaves the solo show out of audience suggestions while incorporating them physically as well, a must-see New York theater event. That's from What's the Buzz and Why. Definitely checking out. It's going to be at, Under St. Mark's, September 14th through the 30th at 7 p.m. Okay, that's September 14th through the 30th. So you still have time to see this show. All right, and it's really kind of funny, and I don't want to give anything away, but he incorporates the audience both as stagehand and contributor and the suggestions. Everything's based off of you. You got to see it. It's a spontaneous show, really funny. So you want to check that out. 7 p.m. Under St. Mark's. For more info, go to www.petermarino.com. www.petermarino.com. And for further information, you want to get in touch with him personally, go to petermichaelmarino@me.com. petermichaelmarino@me.com. Check it out. He wrote the musical version of Desperately Seeking Susan with using Madonna Blondie songs as opposed to Madonna, and it was a great hit. It was in London and Japan, so you want to check out my buddy here. Okay, I have one more I want to talk about here, the Nylon Project. Okay, have you heard of this? www.thenylonproject1.com. Okay, Jordana, and I hope I'm saying this right, Jordana Gumaras. If not, we'll have her call in a week or two, and she'll tell us exactly what it is. And the Nylon Project movement is giving a face to homelessness through the fashion entertainment initiatives via celebrity influencers. The official launch took place this past February at NYFW and was very successful with Christina Malillian and Jenny Farley and many others who walked the runway as ambassadors for the project. And she's now launching the first book on behalf of the Nylon Project titled Hashtag It Can Be You. Well, this sounds very interesting. And according to this press release I got, each page will be dedicated to an influencer where a photo of them styled by sponsoring brands. It'll be published along with a story of a time in their lives when they went through a financial personal struggle and how they overcame it to be where they are today. Underneath it, you will be very familiar story of someone who didn't overcome the struggle and today is the homeless. Okay, so with this book, they're hoping to give a face to the homelessness, but also to humanize the problem. So we look forward to that. Hashtag It Can Be You, the book. And the author, I think, will call in at a later moment when she's available, not today, but... influences who will be in the book, I'm reading this, she's a blogger. Oh, Lala, a wonderful up-and-coming singer. You must check her out at In the Land of Lala. Check her out. Eric Bigger, ABC's series, The Bachelorette. Kudia Diop, model influencer. Joyce Oliveira, influencer. Madeline Stewart, Carolyn Lindo, Daniela Braga, and Hannah Beth. Okay, and a lot more. So those are just a few. I wanted to get that in there. Check it out, hashtag It Can Be You. You want to keep that going. Okay, I also want to, just while we're at it, plug my friend George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. at TuneIn right here in Miramar. You could also go to his Facebook page as well. Well, that's a lot I just plugged in. You know, you could always replay it if you want to get any more information. But definitely check out Nikki Sunshine and Peter Michael Marino's shows. They're fantastic. Okay, a little Chilliwack cheer. Let's hear it from Canada. Here we go. One more time, Rhea Skonberg. Chris Skonberg. Oh, and she's the most unassuming person ever. You gotta love her. You gotta love her. Don't forget, check out this upcoming book, okay? www.thenylonproject1.com. I want to make sure I say that right. www.thenylonproject1.com. And that's at thenylonproject1 also, I guess, Twitter. If you want to check that out, Giving a Face to the Homeless through Fashion Entertainment Initiatives. Okay. Also, the Nylon Project book, it had to be you. And that is the little hashtag, my friend, the little hashtag. Okay, moving right along. Let's keep the comedy going here. Let's see. Okay. I'm trying to do something about that has to do with, oh, there's a little funny short film I did. I know it's a film, but I'm doing the MP3 version.
Hello. I'm Thomasina Carosa, former disco queen. By the way, disco's not dead. It's just taking a very, very, very long nap. She's the disco queen. If you know what I mean. I don't know. I just dance it. I don't sing it. Ah, you people. Well, what the heck? A disco queen is a disco queen. So, I'm here today to say very strange things have been happening in my area. Very strange things. Yes. Recently, I have been invaded by pests. Not your ordinary pests, no. No, these pests are far more pestilent. They are alien children. They've been running all around my yard, popping up in strange places, all in all just haunting me and haunting me. It's been a very frightening experience. How can I explain it? I don't know. I'm just a disco queen. What can I say? So hopefully these pests won't pop up anytime soon. I what was that? That was the scariest thing I ever saw. My heart is still beating. Pump, 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 pump. This shouldn't be happening to me. I'm a nice lady. I buy Girl Scout cookies. What was that? Bad that they're just alien children. They're also monsters, too. I can't even describe it to you. It's just the most disgusting.
Halloween season. It's a visual. I think I have it up on YouTube if you want to see it. And don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby, a mixture of comedy, bizarreness, and music. So check them out. Available for download. And do download one, two, any of them. They're good. I also want to mention one of my favorite wing places in New York City. Yes, September 28th is the 2018 Hooters Calendar Reveal in New York City. That's 155 West 33rd Street at 5:30 to 6:30, and September 29th at noon to 5:30. Those gorgeous calendar girls will be signing to the benefit Breast Cancer Research Awareness. That's Hooters. It's right by Penn Station if you're a New Yorker coming in. You could come in from outside of New York and get out of Penn Station and walk across the street and you're there. I love me those wings. Those wings are terrific. Okay. Got to get my crunch on. Okay. Don't forget. Okay. The Hooters calendar reveal. Who will be chosen? Always interesting. And darn nice ladies. I've interviewed them before, and they are so nice, and just a lot of nice ladies putting themselves through school, business majors, just really, really hardworking kids. Okay, that's it for Hooters. I give them a big hoot hoot. All right, moving right along. I made a mistake. Thank you, Lori, for pointing it out to me. It's www.thenylonproject1.com. Hashtag it can be you. Hashtag it can be you. I got it confused with Betty Jo Tucker's book, It Had to Be Us, which, by the way, it turned into a film called Cake, a Love Story, which, by the way, has been in 3 festivals and been garnishing awards, which, by the way, yours truly, Nancy Lombardo, and George Bettinger are in that film. We are the comedic relief that everyone needs. There you go, Betty Jo. Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. All right. All right, Lori, I hope I corrected that for you. And don't forget to check out Hooters. And, yeah, we're having fun here. Okay. Oh, I also went to the Rosario Dawson show, fashion show Monday. I had a rich, full week. What can I say? It was a rich, full week. Can I play you here? Oh, I'm a very busy woman, as you know. Very busy.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after 6, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the Lombada! When dancing the corporate Lombada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step, and step, and hit, and clench, headlock, and dominate. And sway, and glide, and sway, and influence. Kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. Insert positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night, and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate Lombada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive Lombada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the
right. Okay, what are we down the last minute? Okay, thank you for tuning in today. And remember all the great things I plugged. You can re-listen to the show anytime. It's available for download on iTunes. All right, don't forget my CDs are available on CD Baby. Let's go out with a little more me. The show will just extend a minute because I like me.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Whacker. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with them. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men seem to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
tuning in. This is What's the Buzz and Why with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Big kiss. Bye-bye.